time for the Bay Area's favorite quiz show, Minds Over Matter, with moderator Dana Rodriguez. And he's joined by technical editor Kira Pace and educator Lori Fisher.
If you ain't wrong, you're right. If it ain't day, it's night. If you ain't sure, you might. It's gotta be this or that.
And it's gotta be our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
Thank you very much, Damien, and welcome everybody to Minds Over Matter. Hope you are having a lovely afternoon, and we also hope you can spare us an hour of your time today, because Minds Over Matter is an audience participation quiz program, so naturally that's what we're looking for. So please give us a call. We have two different numbers, area code 415-841-4134. Again, that's area code 415-841-4134. Or toll free. Yes, we have a toll free number, 866-798-8255. Again, that is 866-798-8255. So naturally what we're hoping for is that you'll call early in the show and we'll try to get you on as soon as possible. But sometimes people will give up a little bit and think, well, we're not going to get through. But last week we actually had a couple of minutes at the end of the show where we almost had no calls. So don't give up on that, because we may well be able to take you. So please give us a call as soon as you can. But you know, if you don't get through, try a couple more times and you probably will. So again, 415-841-4134. Or toll-free, 866-798-8255. Just to remind you, we'll be taking just about every kind of question when you get right down to it, but mostly arts and literature and miscellaneous and things like that. Also want to remind you of our email address, which is mindsovermatter1@gmail.com. So that is MINDSOVERMATTER1. Since we all come in through you through the courtesy of Zoom today, I might be able to pick up one or two of your emails, but generally they get read after the show. But it's always great to hear from you, so feel free to email anytime. Again, that is MindsOverMatter1, excuse me, and that is the numeral one, MindsOverMatter1@gmail.com. Of course, if you'd like to hear us in a live stream, you can do that simply by the use of your phone or radio or computer or whatever. That is at kalw.org. Again, that is kalw.org. And the podcast should be up reasonably soon after our show tonight. That is the general idea. Perhaps by 7, perhaps not, but we'll do our best. And that will be at kalw.org. All right, we're going to start with a round of introductions. I'm not going to tell you where Lori is, because he'll probably want to tell you on his own. It's not something to boast about, but it's something where he is. So, no, he's not in prison or anything like that.
Oh, I will.
Right. They finally cut up with you. They threw him in the county jail, finally. No, I'll let him explain that. And so we're going to start with the round of introductions. And here's the first. Kira Pace will miss the Kenny G jokes most of all. Now, I have to admit, I don't understand that. So perhaps you can explain.
Norm MacDonald died this week. He was one of my favorite stand-ups.
Oh, he was one of my favorites too.
He's actually, according to my friend Jeremy Horowitz, I have a Bacon number, because you can see me in the audience of his Fillmore show, the Comedy Central. I'm not sure that that's all true, but my very first, I worked in record shops for the better part of a decade, and the first year I was in record shops was the year that Kenny G released his Christmas album. So it was my first Christmas in a record store. So it was just it was constant Christmas music for a month and a half. Uh-huh. And it was a lot of that Kenny G album. So when Norm MacDonald got on SNL Weekend Update with the news item, Kenny G released a Christmas album this week, Happy Birthday Jesus, hope you like crap, it touched my heart like few other jokes have.
I have to say that he was the best guest. As much as I like Conan O'Brien, that was the best guest Conan O'Brien ever had, was
agreed.
Absolutely.
And I was watching when he told the moth joke, and I was watching when he told my wife is a battle axe. He did this my wife is a battle axe routine. Both of which I love very much. And so, yes, I will miss him very much, too. I'm glad you like him so much. I'm sorry, Phil. I'm sorry. Kira, you go ahead.
All right. Lori Fisher found a way to make sure Minds Over Matter starts at 7 p.m. He is broadcasting tonight from the lovely KALW studios in Elk City, Oklahoma, where he can assure you that the Waven sure does smell sweet. You missed that word.
Okay.
So the Waven wheat sure does smell sweet. And after the show, plans to watch a hawk make lazy circles in the sky.
I do. I am in part of Oklahoma that is simply lovely. I always say good things about that. And that by saying, and now for all intents and purposes, our moderator, Dana Rodriguez.
What else needs to be said? All right. That is us. And we'll begin the questioning with Kira Pace.
How many intents and how many purposes, roughly?
One is enough.
Okay.
One of each.
One's all you need. All right.
More than enough.
I'm going to take a page from the Lori playbook, actually. I'm going to throw a bunch of questions at you on the same general subject. So here we go. First of all, I want to know, who is the first featured cast member to land an Emmy nomination for acting? Sorry, featured cast member from SNL. So that you know they have their regular cast. And then at the end, after they've gone through the alphabetical list of regular cast, they have their featured players. So who's the first featured player to land an Emmy nomination for acting? Also, so far, only one of SNL's main cast members, has won an Emmy as a cast member on SNL. I want to know who that person is. And as a bonus clue, I'll say that she's won it twice. I'm not talking about Alec Baldwin, who guested on the show and won for supporting actor because he wasn't actually a cast member. And finally, there have been 10 actors who have been nominated but didn't win Emmys as cast members on SNL. I just want you to tell me who they are.
So just to clarify, the first is, does that mean that they were nominated for the work they did on Saturday Night Live?
In all cases, I'm only talking about the work they did on Saturday Night Live. So they're all nominated as outstanding supporting actor or actress in a comedy series where the comedy series is SNL. So okay. It's just possible they've gotten other Emmys, but
give the easy eye version through again. So sure.
So who is the first featured cast member, not a main player, but the featured player, to land an Emmy nomination for acting on SNL? Only one actor has won an acting Emmy as a cast member on SNL. Who is it? And she's won it twice. And there have been 10 actors who have been nominated but have not won Emmys as cast members on SNL. Who are they?
Whew. Good questions. So is the one who's won twice, and if she hasn't, is she the nominated one, Kristen Wiig?
Is not Kristen Wiig as the winner, but she's been nominated four times, 2009, 10, 11, and 12. So okay. That is a bell.
I'll take her as a bell. Go ahead, Dana.
Mm-hmm. And the one that has won, the person that has won, is that person currently on the show?
Yes.
Okay. So it's the woman whose name went right out of my head, the blonde.
Kate McKinnon. Is that who it is?
Yes.
So Kate McKinnon has been nominated eight times. She did not win six of those times, but she did win two of those times in 2016 and 2017. All so right. I have her on both my lists, actually. Okay. So, yes.
Good teamwork.
All right.
Any more? Should we leave the rest out, or do you want us to guess a little
more?
Yeah,
leave it out for now, and then we can come back to it. And, Lori, you go ahead, too.
All right. So I have one. I don't usually ask. I don't think a long question like this, but you guys will get a bunch of these and then I'll stop you. I'm currently sitting literally next to Route 66, and we've been traveling it. We're across the street from the Route 66 Museum, where we hope to visit tomorrow. And I was trying to remember in the car that great song, Route 66, written by Bobby Troup in 1946. He mentions 10 cities in the song, all well known for being on Route 66 and other things. I'll give you two each. And then I will leave the rest out to the audience.
I can do one, and it is Winona, Arizona.
It is. Nice work on Winona. I love that it's on there. Okay, Dana, you can have up to three if you know three.
Isn't Isn't Barstow on there?
It is. Nice work. We're going to
have Well, Chicago.
Chicago, I don't think is mentioned in the big list. It wasn't when I checked, so I'm not giving you credit.
Yes, because that's where you start. That's where the starting city.
Oh, they mentioned that. Okay.
They mentioned that in the song. I know they mentioned that in the song.
All right. I'll give yourself a bell, but you still have a couple more to get.
All right, I got to think about that.
Use the song with Everywhere or the I've Been Everywhere, man. Is Reno in this one? It's not in Reno. No, because that's
Reno is not mentioned.
Yeah. Wrong song. Don't mind me.
Going west from Chicago is a good idea. That you'll pick up many of them on the way. So the question is, what are the 10 cities, turns out to be 11, that are mentioned in Bobby Troup's Route 66, which was written in 1946. That impressed me. We have Winona, Barstow, and Dana includes Chicago, and I'll double check. So another seven to get. Cool.
All right. And let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, Zed, how are you? So I have really two very quick questions, one answer as well. I'm still after the moron, the 36 of vaccine. There is no harmful effect of the vaccine whatsoever. When I took mine, I didn't even feel them, and I didn't have any effect whatsoever. Okay. So smallpox was totally eradicated. This is a question I asked last week, but just a tale of it. Between 1900 and 1971 were the last case of smallpox in the whole world happened. The virus only exists now in labs as a precaution.
Wasn't it either India or Pakistan?
Well, there is some very, very seldom cases in, like, extremely isolated cases in the world, but the virus kept by the CDC as precaution in case of we need another vaccine. But really, it's eradicated all over the world. Between the year 1900 and 1971, was totally eradicated. How many people died? I'll give you a choice because time is short. 3 million, 30 million, or 300 million in this 71 years. How many people died? 3 million, 30 million, or 300 million? How many? Take a choice.
30 million.
No. How many?
Oh, Lori, you're muted. 300
million.
How many?
300 million.
300 million people died between 1900 and 1971 from smallpox. All of this vaccine denier idiots, moron, should get off their feet and go get their vaccines because they're endangering each and every one of us. Okay, so last week he mentioned the highest mountain in Egypt, of course.
Mount Catherine.
Catherine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. In Egyptian, her name is... one second. Katrina. Okay. Who's she?
It's St. Catherine.
St. Catherine. But who is she?
A saint.
Whenever I think of her, I almost cry. Okay. She was a 14-year-old girl. She converted to Christianity at age of 14, and in the few years after that, she converted hundreds, maybe thousands of people to Christianity. Eventually, one of the idiots, governor in Alexandria, martyred her. They tortured her for many, many days, maybe weeks, maybe months. Eventually, they martyred her. She killed her. And the story, whatever happened to her body?
Don't know.
I will tell you, because time is short. Okay, so the Angel Gabriel carries her body all the way to Mount Sinai, where she is buried.
And, that's right. That's where the monastery is. There's a monastery.
Okay. Yeah. That is St. Catherine Monastery. What is the oldest church in Egypt before her?
It's
about 150 years before her.
Don't
know. Coptic church. She's Catholic. Okay, I'll give you an answer because time is short. Okay. St. Anthony Monastery. It's about 350. Hers was about 580. St. Anthony is a great character. You should read about him. It's called also St. Anthony the Hermit. Was a great Christian, early Christian. He also did a lot of writing and a lot of really, really interesting fact about Christianity, about early Christianity. Always great, Joe. Thank you very much. Have a good day. Take care.
Thank you, Ed.
Bye-bye. Thank you.
Right.
Bye-bye.
And, okay, let me give you a couple questions and we'll take some more calls. So, In what country's telephone directory are all the citizens listed only by their first names?
Iceland.
That is correct. Very good. Excellent. Wow. All right. Okay, so not surprisingly, the second question, I will ignore the fact Kira wiped that up so early. Not surprisingly, the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. What country is third? So not surprisingly, the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. What country comes in at number three?
So when you say sent, you mean like they were in charge of actually lifting them up, which I ask because like we've sent an Israeli into space and they've sent like Kazakh into space. Okay.
No, well, these, well, that's an interesting point.
You mean like by their own means, like say China?
Not necessarily.
So they might be.
I will say not necessarily.
So citizens from these countries.
Yes.
No matter how they got up to space.
Yes. Right?
Okay.
I'll still go with China.
No. So once more, the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. What country is number three?
I don't know, but I'll guess Germany.
Not Germany. Okay. All right. Second question. You may recall a couple of weeks ago, I asked you, there's a list that's available. Actually, there are a couple of different ones, but there are about three of them that are available. And there's some overlap of the most important invention that came out of each state. So I'm going to ask you a few more of those. Now, this is up for discussion, but we'll see. So what I'm going to do is tell you the invention, and I want you to tell me the state in which it was invented. Okay. So number one, the World Wide Web. Number two, the parking meter. Number three, Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. Number four, nylon. And number five, bubble gum. So again, we are looking for what state were these things invented in. It's up for debate whether these are the most important inventions from each of those states, but, you know, maybe.
Pretty good.
Number one, the World Wide Web. Number two, the parking meter. Number three, Hidden Valley Ranch dressing. Number four, nylon. And number five, bubble gum.
Can you tell me, these are from lists that are a list where it listed the most important from each state?
It was an info map that would list the most important invention to come out of each state.
Okay, so the states we used last time have already been used up, so they won't show up again today.
They will not.
Okay.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. Yes, that is true. They will not show up again today.
Wait, Kira,
is your memory so good?
I was going to say, Kira, you remember?
Well, no, it's actually, so it removes a guess for me because I do remember one from, because I think last time you mentioned Post-its, which means that
there's nothing
from
Minnesota
is not going to show up on the list again.
No, it will not.
Okay.
I don't think there are any repeats here at all. No.
So the state that has Hidden Valley Ranch dressing as its best invention, I think that might be problematic. I have one guess. Kara, what do you have?
No, go with that. I'm still thinking.
I think the parking meter, and I don't know why I think this was invented in the state I'm in, Oklahoma.
That is correct. Oklahoma is correct.
I don't know.
It was first installed in Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
Very good.
Maybe we'll go to the parking meter museum. We head through that tomorrow. Anyway, Carol, you can run the rest of the table.
Nah, not gonna.
World Wide Web.
See, I was thinking that might have something to do with Gopher, and Gopher was out of Minnesota, but we already had Post-its, which is why I asked. Yeah. World Wide Web. That's rough.
Wouldn't it be California? Is that the best?
It would not be California.
No. Okay.
No.
What did we have last time? We had Texas last time. I think. And we had
Texas.
We had Nevada Minnesota. For something. Anyway, I don't know. World Wide Web, Michigan.
No.
Yeah.
And Kira, wasn't nylon invented by DuPont or a company like that?
That's really good.
And where is DuPont? Guess that, and we'll get credit.
Oh, I don't know where they're headquartered. I just know they have like various family estates in like the New York area.
How about Pennsylvania for nylon?
No.
Okay.
All right. So once more, just to go over the questions, not surprisingly, the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. What country comes in third, or the citizens of what country come in third, just to be clearer about it. Second question, I'm going to give you a list of inventions. I want you to tell me where that, what state that invention was invented in. The ones we have left are the World Wide Web, Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, nylon, and bubblegum. They're all different states. Nylon is not New Jersey. Okay. And I should say that I don't know why I didn't think about this, but Oklahoma City is in the Route 66 song.
It is. Very good.
Yes.
All right. Nicely done.
And
with a sneak it in. That's great.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Peter Unberno. I'm thinking that nylon would be Delaware.
Delaware, yes.
Nice.
Very good. And of course, you were right about it being from DuPont. It was invented by a scientist who worked for DuPont. And yes, Delaware is where DuPont is located.
And for space visitors, how about Japan?
Not Japan.
Okay. I have a long question for you.
All right.
What geographical feature in the U.S. has the longest name?
Is it in Hawaii, or rather off the shore of Hawaii?
No.
Okay.
How many letters are we talking about?
45.
No.
It's all, but clearly not one word. So when you say all.
It is one
the
word.
The longest name. I'm sorry?
Oh, it is one word.
Yeah.
You said it is one word.
45 one letter, word. One word. And it's not.
Hyphenated?
No.
So, all right, just to clarify, so it's one word, it is not hyphenated, and can I possibly assume that this is either a Native American or indigenous language word?
In fact, it is originated in Nipmuc. So you were correct.
Okay. And that is a Native American word?
Yes.
Native American
in northeastern U.S.?
Yes.
All right.
So it's a geographical feature. So, but you didn't say it was a mountain or anything of that sort, did you?
Just
a geographical feature. All right. Is it a mountain?
No.
Okay. Lake? Water?
It is a lake.
Yeah.
Oh, lake. That makes sense.
Will any of us be able to pronounce it if he even saw it?
Did it at least give its name to, is it the basis of a name that maybe we know a feature by now? Or a name
in
English?
Well, mostly known now by the name Webster Lake.
Oh. I'm just going to throw my hands out. I have no idea.
I do not.
Well, we've established it's in the Northeast. It's a Native American word. But it's not really known by that.
It's not known in English by that.
Oh, it still is locally. And it's official.
It is official.
Yeah.
I do not know.
No. There is a Webster Lake in Massachusetts. Is that the Webster Lake?
It is.
Okay. I have not been there. I just happen to know there's a Webster Lake there. And that's as far as I can go. No, I couldn't tell you anymore.
It is, in fact, Lake Chargagamog Mount Chugagagag Chow Bungagagagmog.
That sounds like an approximation.
That was on the tip of my tongue.
It's easy for you to say, isn't it?
That was excellent call.
And it is roughly translated, I fish on my side, you fish on your side, nobody fishes in the middle.
Oh, all right.
Nice. Good fences make good neighbors, basically.
Yes. Well, thank you.
Thank you, guys. Good night.
Right. Bye-bye. Yeah, I don't think he seriously expected anybody to get that name. and next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Robert in Berkeley with a guess and a question on the Route 66 song. It does run from Chicago to L.A., more than 2,000 miles all the way, so No one's mentioned L.A. yet, have they?
That's they have not, and you get
there you go.
Very
well,
nice.
That was an easy one. Here's a question that's probably a softball for Dana. As you know, the latest Bond film is coming out in about 3 weeks. But I've also been watching some old movies, and I discovered a connection between Celia Johnson, who's most famous for Close Encounter, and there's a connection between Celia Johnson and the Bond movies and the whole Bond franchise. Probably Dana knows what I'm referring to.
Well, you mean, just to clarify, you mean Celia Johnson from Brief Encounter?
What did I say?
That was the one you were
going to.
Close Encounter.
Oh, sorry. Brief Encounter. No, not the one with the spaceship.
I'm not trying to one-up you. I just wanted to make sure we were on the same
page. I'm an old guy. I've been misspeaking rather frequently recently. So.
Okay. So what's the connection between Celia Johnson and the Bond films? When you're talking about the Bond films, you're probably talking about the early ones?
Oh, no, just in general.
You
could say the Bond franchise as well as the films.
So does this have anything to do with possibly her real name or a character name she played and a character in the Bond films?
No. She herself never participated in...
That I know, but I'm just wondering if there's some kind of... Or a co-star of hers, perhaps, and who played a role in the Bond films?
No, I'll to keep under the Eid-mandated limit of time, I'll give you a hint that it's a family connection.
Oh.
Her maiden name Broccoli?
That's closer, right. But not quite. No.
But is it something in the production end or something we'd see on screen? Like she helped.
No, it's not visible, and I guess you could say it's remotely related to production, but more from a financial or legal standpoint.
Well, she wasn't married to Cubby Broccoli or anything like that.
She was married to somebody,
Ian Fleming.
Oh, was she married to one of the directors? Was she married to, who was it, Terrence Young or
No, the Ian Fleming guess was much closer.
Oh.
But not right.
Not okay. Right.
Was she married to, like Ian Fleming's brother or something like that?
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
okay.
And further, there's more to it.
More to it?
That I couldn't go any further than that. That was just a lucky
guess. We barely got there.
Shall I put you out of your misery?
Yeah, go ahead.
She had two daughters, Kate and Lucy, and they ended up inheriting the Ian Fleming estate, presumably the rights to all that Bond stuff. So I assume that when books or movies are made, they must be consulted and possibly paid a whole bundle of money.
So they never had to work another day in their life, in other words. good.
That's okay. Cool.
Thank you.
Well, I
thank
did stump you. That's the first time I've done that. All right.
Don't do it again.
All right, good luck. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye. And, oops, where's Kira? Okay, we'll take another call. I thought, what were you doing down there?
I'm just writing. Sorry.
Okay. You just saw her hoodie.
Hi, it's Jocelyn in San Francisco. I have a couple of guesses. One for the SNL featured cast member, is it Bowen Yang? He's on the current cast, and he was nominated for an Emmy this year.
That is correct. He is the first ever featured player. Bowen Yang was first ever featured player to get an Emmy nomination for SNL for his work on SNL. Nice job.
Oh, he's very funny.
Agreed. Also very funny in Awkwafina is Nora from Queen. So if you don't watch that, take a look because he's great in that.
I feel like I swear I'm not his publicist, but I listened to his podcast, and he's also a consulting producer on Schmigadoon, if you have a chance to see that.
Oh, all right.
Nice.
All
right.
That's fabulous. I love that show, too. Schmigadoon, listeners.
It was very funny, I thought, as a musical fan. And then my last two guesses were for Route 66 City. You mentioned Barstow, but in the song, I believe, before and after Barstow, they mentioned Kingston and then San Bernardino.
You got two of them. Very nice.
Good.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Two more gone. Thank you. Very good.
Thank you. Thank you. And you are listening to Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. We hope you will join us. Please give us a call. Area code 415-841-4134. We have another half hour. 415-841-4134. Or toll free, 866-798-8255. Our panel tonight, that would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, who have to be traveling now, but normally it can be found at Diablo Valley College, sometimes anyway. And I'm your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. And you are listening to us on 91.7 FM. That is KALW, your local public radio station. Since we are about halfway through, let's repeat any questions that have not been answered yet. Kira, you go first.
All I have left are that there have been 10 actors who have been nominated for Emmys as cast members. Like full-time cast members on SNL. Who are they? So far, we have Kate McKinnon, who has also won 2 Emmys, and Kristen Wiig, looking for 8 others. And that's all I have.
I'll take a guess. How about Bill Murray? Is he ever nominated? I'm going old school.
No.
No, no kidding.
No.
Are most of them relatively recent? Like, should we
most
ignore
of
the
them.
Old-timers?
There is one from the 20th century, and all the rest are from the 21st.
Wow.
So like Will Ferrell or Molly Shannon?
Neither of them. Both of them. I guess they did sort of cross over into the 21st century, but no.
Yeah, right.
And I'll guess Cecily Strong. How about her?
Cecily Strong, who is nominated this year as well, is one of them.
Yeah.
So she's nice job. That's a bell.
Bring it in. I have asked about the cities named in the song Route 66. I said there were 10. It turns out there were 12. And I'm looking for, I think we have 5 more. And the one that Kira got, which was Winona, is the only one that is out of order because it rhymes with Arizona. So I'm looking for, I think, 6 more. We have Winona, Kingman, Arizona, Barstow, San Bernardino, and it rhymes from Chicago to L.A. So I'm looking for the ones not mentioned yet. And if they're mostly in order from now on. I don't need them in order, though.
All right. And the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. Citizens of what country come in third? So the U.S. and Russia have sent the most people into space. Citizens of what country come in third?
What about India?
Not India.
Okay.
And I gave you a list of inventions. I want you to tell me the state that they were invented in. The ones that they have left are the World Wide Web, Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, and bubblegum. So what states were those things invented in? And all right, Kira, if you have a short question, now's the time for it.
I don't know. Well, here's an easy one. 2 instrumental TV theme songs each spent a week as a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. Which 2 theme songs?
And they're instrumental?
Yes, both are instrumentals.
Was one the Mission Impossible theme song?
Nope.
Oh.
Never spent a week at number one on the Billboard.
How about the Peter Gunn theme by Henry Mancini?
Nope.
Oh.
Was one the Hawaii 5-0 theme?
Nope.
How relatively recent are we talking about?
Not at all.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
So we're in the right era with thinking Hawaii 5-0 and Peter Gunn and Mission Impossible.
Yeah, you could maybe go a little later, but
how about the Beverly Hillbillies theme?
That's not
an instrumental.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
They're
yeah, that's
true. All instrumental.
That's a whole narrative.
Are any of them westerns?
No.
Ooh.
Okay. All right. Just repeat that if you would.
Sure. 2 instrumental TV theme songs each spent a week as a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. Which 2 theme songs?
All right. And Lori, you go ahead too. If you have a short question.
I do. The University of California, Berkeley, which is right in our backyard, has just sold its naming rights to a product. And it's the first time this type of product will be on an athletic stadium for college. What product has now named the football stadium at UC Berkeley? You can also get the brand name, but I'm looking for the product itself. Oh, good.
Could you ask that once more?
Yeah. The University of California, Berkeley has just sold the naming rights to its stadium to a product that has never, this product has never named a stadium before for a college, maybe not for a pro team either, but for sure for a college. What product is now on the name of the Memorial Stadium?
When you say product, you just want like the generic product, or are you looking for a brand name?
I'm looking for the generic product. I'd be very impressed if you knew the brand name, but I'll just take the product.
No, I don't know.
And I would think, I'll just, my hint, it would be controversial.
I mean, my initial thought was condoms, but there are plenty of brand names.
Yeah, no. But condoms is a good general name, but that's not it. But that would be kind of, this isn't close to condoms.
No, it would be on brand for Berkeley, I feel.
Yeah. Very nice, but it's not condoms. Okay, but you're in thinking something controversial like that is okay. I would say it's not sexual.
Okay, give it up.
Yep, somebody.
And
go Bears.
Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, for the space question, is that France?
No, it is not France.
Hello?
Okay. Yeah, it's not France.
Okay, for the World Wide Web, was that invented in Massachusetts?
It was indeed. It was invented at MIT in Massachusetts. Yeah. Very good.
Okay. Good. For bubblegum, was that Pennsylvania?
It was Pennsylvania, yes. Gosh. Philadelphia.
Okay. For Lori's question, Albuquerque, was that said yet?
It was not said, but it's also not on the list.
Okay. I don't know any more of those. For, let's see, for Kara's question, let's see, Tina Fey?
Nope, not Tina Fey. Close, oddly enough, to Tina Fey without actually being Tina Fey, if that's a clue for you.
Amy Poehler?
Amy Poehler is correct. She got two nominations, 2008, 2009.
Good.
Okay. I have one question for you guys. What's the name of the item that you put on a coffee cup to keep your hands from getting hot, from burning your hand? Do you know what that's called?
Sleeve.
The sleeve?
No, there's a more technical name than sleeve.
Oh. Yeah. But that's what you're referring to, the technical name for the sleeve?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a goofy short name, isn't it? Four or five letters long, like four letters, I want to say.
Yes, it's four letters long.
I've seen this, but I am not going to pull it.
And do we know the word in any other context, or is this all it means?
As far as I know, it's all it means.
Does it start with a Z?
With a Z, yes.
Yeah.
Kara, you know a lot.
No, I'm most of the way there. It's just, let me just tell you. Pull it.
Yeah, probably. Go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
It's called a zarf.
No,
nice.
Z-A-R-F.
Yeah.
All right.
That was it. Thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it. All right, Kara, I have a question for you. You said your TV theme song was a long time ago. This kind of had words to it, but then. You generally turn it without words. How about the theme to Batman?
Oh, I thought you were going to go with Star Trek on that one. No, neither.
Okay. All right.
Oh, wait. Are the words to Batman theme song? Dun-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Okay.
Just repeated Batman.
Oh, yeah. That's true. Okay.
And Kara, how about Taron Killam for nominated for an Emmy?
No. And here's a fun fact. Of all the 10 people, only 3 of them are dudes. So, and Taron Killam is not among them.
Oh, no kidding.
All right. I will give you a quick question here. What U.S. state has the highest number of legal immigrants from Canada?
Doubling down on Michigan.
No.
Okay.
New York?
Okay. Not New York. So what U.S. state has the highest number of legal immigrants from Canada? You know, who knew that there were a lot of people who actually wanted to move from Canada to the United States, but apparently there are a few. So again, what U.S. state has the highest number of legal immigrants from Canada? And let's go to a call.
Will the answer surprise us, Dana?
Not dramatically, no.
So what?
Wait. We're going to a call. Hold on. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, this is Stephen and Sherry, formerly of Berkeley, currently of Tampa. The Route 66, is that Joplin, Missouri?
Joplin, Missouri is on there. Very nice. Second one mentioned. Very good.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
And we need the one right for Joplin, so geographically. That's
and amazing. Next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hi, it's Tom in Southern California.
Hi, Tom.
Is it St. Louis?
It is. St. Louis, as they say. Yeah. It was mentioned by St. Louis.
Yes.
And Amarillo, I think, is on there.
It is. It is. Very good. More bells.
Gallup, New Mexico.
Yes, Gallup, New Mexico is on there.
Give him a bell.
Right.
Hey, and maybe Flagstaff?
It is. We ran the table. Flagstaff, Arizona.
Yay.
And then Winona. But, yeah, very good.
Thanks to Depeche Mode for their fantastic remake of it. No. Okay, the People in Space, is it the Canada?
No,
okay. The highest Canadian immigrants, is that Washington, maybe?
It is not.
Okay. And the instrumental TV theme, how about Miami Vice?
That is the later of the two. That's correct.
All right, good.
And I don't think Taxi probably got up there, even though it's a great Bob James song. But that's not
agreed, but alas, it is not.
No, okay. Some of the acting cast members, how about Dan Aykroyd for the early one?
No?
Okay. Phil Hartman?
No, sadly. Well-deserved, but or would have been, but no.
Okay. Bill Hader?
Bill Hader, 2 years, 2012 and 2013. He is one of the three guys.
And Kenan Thompson, maybe.
Yeah, for sure. Like 3 years, 2018, 2020, 2021.
And so, Maya Rudolph?
Oddly, no.
Ooh.
Also, I will point out that the only person to have been nominated in the 20th century was a guy. And in retrospect, like, or in hindsight, once you hear the answer, it's like, well, of course.
Not Fred Armisen, maybe.
No, not Fred Armisen.
Okay. Hidden Valley Ranch, is that California?
It is not.
No. Okay. You know who owns Hidden Valley Ranch? What company?
Nope.
It's a California-based company.
Is it? Well, that doesn't mean it was invented.
Green Giant.
No, I know it. It's not, no. But the actual Hidden Valley Ranch is in California. It's up near Santa Barbara.
Okay.
It's owned by Clorox, of all people.
Whoa. Yeah.
That's what I tasted when I ate it.
That gets its flavor.
The UCB Memorial Stadium, is it maybe a CBD?
No, that is a great guess, but it is not a CBD.
No, okay.
Yeah, really good guess.
Not a pelvic mesh?
No. It's not.
Okay, I got one question, because we're short on time. I got three band names which come from either TV or movies originally. If you can name the TV or movie it came from, they're Fall Out Boy, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Heaven 17.
I have all three, so I'll give you
those. I'm sure Kieran.
I don't know any. So Data, I'll give him, you know, any?
Well, give me that again. I just want to make sure I understood this.
Sure. Fall Out Boy, Toad the Wet Sprocket, and Heaven 17.
I feel like she, though. I don't know. Karen, run the table.
Okay, so Fallout Boy is from The Simpsons. Milhouse played him in the Radioactive Man movie. Toad the Wet Sprocket is from an Eric Idle sketch on band names in Monty Python's Flying Circus. And Heaven 17 is some rando album cover you see in A Clockwork Orange.
That's correct. Very good.
Ooh. Good.
Thanks a bunch. Great show as always. Adios.
Thank you.
So, Kira, I have a guess on the TV theme songs. How about Hill Street Blues?
That's a very good guess, and unfortunately incorrect.
Is it the same composer, Mike Post?
I honestly don't know. I don't know why. I don't know this one. Hold on. Let me just look it up real quick. But I'll tell you that it's from a show from the 70s.
And my other guess is Martin Short, the Emmy-nominated SNL guy from the 20th century?
No.
Oh.
It's so blindingly obvious. I'll even let you know that it's from like the Jean Dumanian year.
That year.
Yeah.
Right.
She had the one.
That's 1980, 81.
Isn't it? 83 was the nomination.
83?
So is it Eddie Murphy?
Eddie Murphy.
All right.
The only person to have ever been nominated in the 20th century for his work on SNL.
All right. Whew. And let me just remind you of the numbers to join us here with a question or answer. That's 415-841-4134. Again, this is Minds Over Matter. We're here every Sunday at 5 p.m. If you'd like to give us a quick call, 415-841-4134 or toll free 866-798-8255. Let's go to a call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hey, it's Bill and Melissa. Hi.
Hi, Bill. Hi, Melissa.
Let's see. For the country that sent the third most people into space, is this possibly an Eastern European country?
It is possibly an Eastern European country, yes.
Could it be Poland?
It is not Poland.
Not Poland, then how about the Czech Republic?
It is not the Czech Republic.
Am I circling around? Is that what's going on? Okay. The state with the highest number of legal immigrants from Canada, could that be California?
It is not.
Melissa thinks it might be Washington.
It is not Washington.
Ah. And it's not Minnesota?
It is not Minnesota, no.
Ooh, okay. We're striking out. Okay. Okay, here's a question. By what name do we commonly know the molecule 1,3,7-trimethylxanthine?
Now, this would not
substance?
Be a surprise. In other words,
is this a mind-altering substance?
Yes.
How about cannabis? One of the versions of cannabis?
No, right? Well, no, it's not even really the right class. But you know, you're on the track.
Like, what about LSD?
No. Now you're in the right class, but. Sort of in the right class, but something less exotic.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry, did I get the number wrong? Did you say 137? Is that what you said?
I did.
Is that going to be the turning point?
No, well, it isn't. There's a element in the atomic bomb that's 137. I'm trying to remember which one it is, though.
Not cocaine.
No. Cesium. Cesium is 137.
Oh.
No, but Lori just said something that was really on the right track.
I said cocaine.
Yeah.
Is that it?
No, that's really in the right.
Novocaine.
No, that's in the wrong.
Candy canes.
Coca-Cola.
As Melissa says, it's a daily item.
Aspirin.
Cocaine. Oh, no. Sorry.
Oh, wait, if you're saying cocaine, what about Coca-Cola? No, that's not just one
molecule. Well, I said Coca-Cola. No reaction.
Yeah, oh, I see. We didn't get it for that.
That's closer. Coca-Cola does contain that molecule.
Oh, then is it...
caffeine?
Caffeine, right. Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Yes. Now, Melissa has a quick question. Hang on.
Yeah.
So, the word Excelsior has two meanings. What are they?
Well, it's higher, isn't it?
Yeah, that is one. Uh-huh. Like, higher, going up higher. Good. What's
right.
The other one?
I know it's the motto of New York State. Is that
yeah.
Oh, that was my third question. All right.
Oh, all right.
So we're on the second one then. What's the second meaning of Excelsior?
Is it something completely removed from higher?
No, that's a very logical way thing to think. But
and do you mean like it's an actual definition of the word Excelsior or more along the lines of how someone uses it, like Stan used to say it all the time?
The definition, and I will say it's a noun here.
In Excelsior?
In like, Excelsior's deus?
Much that way. It's not, has no noble connotation in this meaning.
Can you use it in a sentence?
Or wait a minute. There's that Excelsior that you use in packaging. Is that,
there we go.
Is that anything?
That's it.
Is that it?
Oh.
Yeah, it's that. I don't know how to describe it. It's that it's like a stringy stuff that you pack in a box to keep something from breaking. Yeah, that's Excelsior.
It's not the peanut stuff that is so toxic. That's right. And then so the third thing was you're really close about the New York State thing, but where does it what in New York has Excelsior on it? Like there's a specific...
Well, the flag has Excelsior. The New York State flag, I think, has Excelsior on it. Doesn't it? Or maybe it doesn't. No, not sure.
With the state motto?
I don't know. It's a different thing about them.
Is it on the crest? The state crest?
That's right. Commonly known as coat of arms. I think that's what you mean.
Right. Okay.
A bell.
Bells all around.
You guys got all my Excelsior questions. All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Yeah. Hi, this is Greg in Alameda.
Hey, Greg.
So, Kira, Aidy Bryant has been nominated.
She has, including this year, 2018 and 2021. That is a bell.
Yeah, okay. And then I have a guess for Lori's question. Lori, the Berkeley Stadium, did you say it was financial?
I didn't, but it is.
It's financial.
I mean, okay. I thought you said UCLA, or did you say
no,
UC?
I said UC Berkeley, Go Bears.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
And go ahead.
So it's financially related.
Absolutely.
Is it some like cryptocurrency company?
It is. Very good. It's the first cryptocurrency company to name a stadium. It's going to be FTX Field. I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, I don't know the company, but I figured that cryptocurrency is probably,
you
a little controversy.
Dana, did you bell Greg on that one?
Oh, no, I did not.
All right. Whew,
what was the name of the company?
FTX.
FTX.
I don't know what that means. F like in Frank, T like in Texas, and X like in Texas. Something
yeah.
Like that.
And actually, you know what? Kira, was Dana Carvey nominated for an Emmy?
Ooh.
He was not. Another crying shame. The only person to get an Emmy nomination from work in SNL in the 20th century was Eddie Murphy.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Good question. Thanks.
Thank Bye-bye. You. Thank you, young man. And next call. Hi, you're on Minds Over Matter.
Hello?
Hi, you're on.
Oh, good. Hi, it's Fran. Okay, quick question. What does the letters DVM stand for?
Once more, please. I didn't quite get that.
The letters DVM. B. Letter V, like in Volkswagen.
Oh.
Oh, DVM.
Yes.
DVM?
DVM.
In what context would we see it? Or is it, would that tell too much?
You would see it after somebody's name.
Yeah.
Oh, Doctor of Veterinary Medicine.
Yes.
Nice.
There you go.
Of course. I have another question here. I'm debating between two of them. What is the name of the... there's a tallest sequoia tree right now that they're trying to save by wrapping it in this material that's stronger than aluminum foil.
Oh, the General Sherman.
Yes, you know. Yeah. My goodness. Do I have time for one more? No.
Very quick.
Okay.
If it's very short.
Who is the character... there's a sitcom that contains a character who is heard about, who is... name is mentioned frequently, but is never, ever seen. We've done this before, but this may be a different program, I hope. It was a sitcom in the 90s.
Frasier and Cheers both did it.
And Carlton the Doorman was on, what show was Carlton the Doorman?
Right.
Of Rhoda.
Yeah.
Rhoda, I have another one. It's a sitcom.
So there's
thing.
Maris from Frasier.
Yes, that's the one I'm looking for.
That's the one? All right. There you go.
Okay, everybody. Thank you a lot.
Thank you, Fran.
Bye.
All right. All right. And I guess we should clean up here. So, Kira, what do we have?
Okay. Of my actors who have been nominated but did not win Emmys as cast members on SNL, the ones I have left are Vanessa Bayer and Leslie Jones.
Oh, I like Vanessa Bayer.
And the instrumental TV theme songs that each spent a week at the as a Billboard Hot 100 number one hit. We got Miami Vice, the one we did not get, from Rhythm Heritage in 1976, the theme from SWAT.
Oh, okay. SWAT.
The theme from SWAT.
SWAT.
Not well known to me.
I don't even know this show, so for my time.
Yeah, it was a cop show.
The
name like SWAT. It was a cop show.
Yeah, can you believe it?
That's a shock. Route 66. The panel and the callers ran the table, so we have run from Chicago to LA. Very nice, and we got FTX Field cryptocurrency. So I'm out.
All right. Let's see.
Citizens in Space. Like, what about the UK?
Not the UK. Israel. So. The citizens, as far as people in space, the number three country after the U.S. and Russia, that would be the Ukraine.
Ooh.
The Ukraine with 19. And Hidden Valley Ranch dressing, that would be from Alaska originally. Invented in Alaska. Yes. And the state with the highest number of legal immigrants from Canada, that would be Montana. So if we didn't get to your call, I do apologize. Please remember that Minds Over Matter is here every Sunday at 5 p.m. in the afternoon. So we do hope you will join us next Sunday at that time. My thanks to a panel tonight. That would be Kira Pace, technical editor, Lori Fisher, on the road in Elk City, Oklahoma. And I have been your moderator, Dana Rodriguez. My thanks to Damian D. Miner for handling the board and phones. And above all, our thanks to you for taking the time to tune in and call. And have a great week, everybody. Please make it a point to join us next Sunday afternoon at 5 p.m. Thanks. Bye-bye.